Crown Contracting is the sponsor of this week's Rocket Podcast, proudly supporting Rocket Football.
Well, welcome to our long weekend edition of the Rocket Postgame Show. Because of Monday's holiday, we're coming to you on Tuesday. And, you know, it's probably a good timing to have a little extra day this week, Coach Starnes, after the emotions of Friday night, and maybe give everybody a time for some reflection. I know that the Rockets lose the football game 16-7 to McLean County. It's a game that all the scoring was done in the last quarter, and it's a game that a lot of could-haves and might-haves and things that could have happened, we could have won. We knew it was going to be a close game. But I think probably what's on everybody's minds this week, and the topic of discussion is the situation that arose when in the second half with 1:59 left in the third quarter. Kind of got out of control. They one of their players, second player they had ejected in the game. They did have one ejected in the first half, and it started to fester. Emotions became very heated, and kind of came to a flashpoint when they hit Hunter Boone out of bounds on our sideline, right into the middle at the 50-yard line, worst place it could probably happen. And of course, who knows what it looks like across the other side of the field. But then here comes all of their players, which I know is against the rules, and we're not going to say much about it because it's still under review by KHSAA. But did want to mention that, and Coach Wheeler was ejected. You've appealed that because you didn't think that the school didn't think that what he did was warranted an ejection. And after you watch the film, maybe add some clarity to that. And you're asking the KHSAA to review that because a coach is ejected, it's two games. A player that's ejected, it's one additional game. So they had two players ejected, and we had one coach.
Yeah, and Chris, let me first of all start off by saying that how proud I am of our players, and you know, the composure that they kept in a situation all night long that you know, I thought was you know, most poorly, if that's even a word, you know, game officiating that I've ever been associated with, because it you know, clearly the game was out of hand.
It was.
And so. You know, I thought our kids did a great job of keeping their composure, and things just got out of hand. But, you know, we simply still made too many mistakes to win that ball game, and we have to continue to work on that. And, you know, you have to give credit to McLean County's players for coming back late in the game and scoring two touchdowns to win it. So, you know, we have to work on what we can work on, and that's improving and getting better. And, you know, we'll let this situation happens, whatever happens, and we have appealed it. You know, we'll just have to wait and see. It's a waiting game right now. So we let this be a lesson to us and move forward and be better because of it.
Let's hit on some high points in this game. Ethan Hunt continues to be what I would say is the center point of this football team. It takes a quarterback to throw it to him, and Hunter's a young quarterback, and he's getting better. He's still making some of those sophomore mistakes. But Ethan Hunt's playing like a senior, and he's playing like a man most of the time. And I know he got hurt, and I'll let you speak to that a little bit. But he had 79 yards in receiving Friday night on six catches, and just played an outstanding football game.
And he continues to, Chris. I mean, he's a solid leader on this football team right now. You know, we kind of wish that other players would play up to his level right now, and he would bring those guys up to him and understand the way the game needs to be played. And he's solid. You know, he's worked hard for it, and he's playing the way that we knew that he could play. And we got to have others to play the way that we know that they can play in order for us to improve. You know, we got a tough task ahead of us this week in Caldwell County, so it's not going to get any easier. And so we just have to continue to improve.
And we keep having to remind ourselves, I think, that this team, when you look at it and you dissect it, it is a sophomore class that's really an integral part of this team, and it's hard to rely on 10th graders week after week after week to be your leaders. It's tough.
It's tough for us to understand that they need to play with the experience that we feel like that they should, because they are sophomore.
Right.
And in 2 years, they will play that way.
Right.
Next year, they'll be better because of it. And so, as we said from the onset, we're going to take growing pains. And we are taking our growing pains right now.
Mm-hmm. I look down the list of people who handled the ball on Friday night. Charlie Johnson had 2 carries for 12 yards. He's a senior. Mason Myers had 3 carries for 11 yards. He's a senior. Other than that, you're looking at Nesbitt and Dickerson and Lamey and Ethan Dossett and Tyler Boone. They're all sophomores.
Yep.
And it's just those guys are playing, doing a yeoman's job, no question. But when you're playing another team with 10 or 12 seniors, that's tough.
Yeah, and it's tough. But again, we knew it was going to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
So, we just got to keep building and keep improving. And one day this group is going to be a good group.
No
but,
question.
You know, it's what we're trying to do now is make sure that, you know, we know that the future is bright for the program, but we're in the here and now, and this senior class has worked hard, and we're just trying to get it to where it needs to be right now for that group, because these seniors won't have another chance next year, and that's what I hated for those guys, but. You know, with that being said, I mean, the kids are working hard. It's not anything about their work ethic, their desire, their enthusiasm. It's just making youthful mistakes. And we knew that going into it. And as long as these kids are working hard and they care and they have pride in what they do, that's all I can ask for them. And we're doing that. We lost 2 games late in the game that we had a chance to win, and we didn't win. But it's not because of any reason other than, you know, a call here or there and breaks and mistakes. And that's what we have to focus on, what we can. We can focus on those mistakes and trying to improve. And I know I say that week in and week out, but that's the case.
Yeah. Of course, this game was scoreless until about 11 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And Ethan Hunt catches the pass over in the end zone, of course, and there was a flag thrown on that pass. I mean, they clearly hit him, was just wearing him out while he was trying to catch the ball, and he hung on to it. So it was penalty after penalty after penalty, too, for McLean, and a lot were not called. We know they were penalized 12 times for 125 yards, and we were penalized 5 times for 30 yards. I think that speaks volumes in the account of the game as we review and reflect on what happened, and we'll again, we're not going to talk any more about that. Just want to concentrate on the players. Dickerson, Gavin Dickerson and Dylan Smith were your defensive players of the game. Had some good statistics, played great games.
Yeah, and they played solid, Chris. You know, Gavin had 6 solos and 8 assists, and Dylan Smith had 7 solos and 5 assists. And, you know, basically, I mean, they're our anchors on our defense. They're the ones that make things happen. Brady Burke was a lineman of the week. He had 6 solos, 3 assists. You know, plays both ways, and I mean, they're just giving everything that they have, and they're trying hard. And you know, Devin Porter comes in and does a good job. You know, he rotated at center, and you know, and I tell you one that I'm proud of that doesn't get his name mentioned, and I need to make sure that I mention it is Joseph Estes and JoJo. I'm telling you, he really has. You know, he had to play defensive end some, and he's playing at offensive guard, and you know, he gives everything that he has, and he tries hard, and that's what we ask for.
Had a fumble recovery in this game too, in the first half, and Brandon Lamey was a name that we called several times on Friday night. Brandon had a fumble recovery, and he plays both ways. Caught a pass.
Yeah, and Brandon had a sack. He had a tackle for a loss. He had a caused fumble and a fumble recovery.
Mm-hmm.
So
big game.
I mean, he had a big game. So you know, he could have also been defensive player of the game, but.
He was also, I think, the focus of number 26's attention, the first player that got ejected from McLean County. They were at it time after time, and finally the officials were watching it one time when the boy from McLean County pulled him to the ground, the Bills kid, and he was ejected on that play. But there were two or three plays before that he could have been ejected.
He could have been ejected through a haymaker too.
Yeah, right. Around the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Punches. Just a very difficult game. I think from a fan perspective, it was one of those that excited a lot of emotion in the fans, and I heard some people say over the weekend, said that's the best football game they've ever seen. I don't think with the fallout, in retrospect, we can say that, but we did. We played pretty good for three quarters and three and a half quarters, and then there at the end, I think their seniors were the ones that did all the damage there at the end, especially the quarterback. He scored a couple of touchdowns. And then the extra points, and made it a two-possession game with 5 minutes of play. Made it tough. Of course, we were getting ready to go after Hunter Boone got hurt. We were getting ready to go into the end zone from the 2-yard line, and then we fumbled the ball. Had to put Gavin Dickerson, and that was an interesting change. Instead of going to your, I guess the second team quarterback is generally Hunter Boone. He's the one who gets a lot of the reps. But in this particular place, Hunter Jones
behind
Hunter Boone.
But you know, you put a freshman in that situation. We really didn't want to do that. So
you had a sophomore.
So we had a sophomore, veteran sophomore,
sure,
who played a bunch last year, and so he's experienced. And we were trying to punch it in, and
he would have gotten it.
You punch it in at that point, and we do an onside kick, which we should have gotten the first onside kick at the opening kickoff. You never know what happens. So I mean, we were doing everything we can, and the kids just never quit. And it's just unfortunate. But you know, Gavin did everything that he could to try to get in end zone. So you got to take your hat off to him and his effort too.
Yeah. No major debilitating injuries, right, from this game that I've
heard of? I mean, not that I'm aware of. I mean, I know Hunter Boone. He went down with some strain in his neck and stuff like that. Went over, got checked out. Seems to be fine now. Ethan Hunt went to the hospital with he got hit in the chest, lungs, stuff like that. Brandon Lamy went over to the hospital, got folded over. He checked out okay. And then I find out Will Dobbins went to the emergency room. And I'm not quite sure what he went to the emergency room for, and I'm not sure his status, so I haven't talked to him today and find out.
Certainly a physical and emotional game.
Yeah, and injuries have taken the toll this year for us. Right. And, so we just have to keep plugging, keep getting better, and see what happens.
Of course, this is going to be a very difficult week. Caldwell County's 0-3, but they're still ranked in the top 10 in the state, Class 3A.
And they're going to be hungry. And, we really have to focus on trying to improve our technique because I think clearly, you look across them and they have a solid football team. And defensively, I think they're better this year than they were last year. And so we're going to have our hands full. And so we just have to make sure that we try to take advantage of what they allow us to take advantage of and try not to force things and see what happens.
Okay, we'll talk more about the Caldwell County matchup on Thursday with our regular podcast. We'll be back on schedule hopefully later in the week. Thank you, Coach Starnes.
All right, buddy. Thank you.